It is Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Good to have you along. We have two in-studio guests. There's one good-looking person in here and two ugly people in here. The good-looking one is Jamie Jones, who is the lovely wife of Mike Jones, the first-year head basketball coach at Mercer County High School. How did the first season go? I'm asking Jamie Jones this question first. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Pretty good. I was very pleased with the season. It was a lot of fun.
Well, let's reflect on you, Mike. I know pretty excited we had you in the production room back when you got the job, the day after you got the job, and said you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and we accomplished a lot of great things this year. Didn't hit some of our goals that we would have liked to and liked to see in the season go a lot longer than it did. But, no, I'm extremely proud of the boys and what they were able to accomplish this year, and just – I think the program moved in the right direction moving forward, and really excited to continue on with it.
Yeah, and how much hangover do you have with the season being over, especially when you walk in here today and there's a little winter weather going on? No disrespect to the softball or baseball or track season, but it still feels like basketball season weather, I guess, today.
Absolutely. I mean, and obviously we were down at State last weekend, and It's been pretty tough. I mean, especially as you can, now that State's over, it got a little bit better, but every week as you saw scores and we were at games, and luckily we got to follow Xavier all the way down to State to shooting the 3-point contest. That hangover is definitely there, and it's definitely real. And especially when you see some of the teams and some of the games, and at the sectional championship, watching Bureau Valley play who we beat, and then watching Anwan down in State get second place, which was awesome for them, and another team that we beat, it makes it a little tough. But I'm still very proud of everything that we were able to accomplish this year.
How do you think you dealt with the whole experience? You know, it's one thing. I've talked to a lot of coaches, head coaches, that say, man, if I could just coach, you know, when I go back to my junior high days when I coached, or JV, I just, you know, I was at the gym, then I'd coach the team at games, ride the bus to and from, and that was it. Well, when you become head coach, it's like everything else on top of that. That, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not as much game preparation maybe and game and practice. There's other stuff on top of that. So how was the adjustment with that, do you think?
It was difficult at times. I mean, as being a first-year coach, I mean, especially early on, trying to even just figure out what all you're supposed to be doing, and I mean, in regards to everything from trying to set up the youth programs to rating officials to just the family life and how much time it takes trying to get to the youth games and everything else. And that's where happy to have Jamie in here with me, because luckily I have a great support system of a great family, and obviously Coach Blazer being part of that family and basketball and personal family, it was huge that he helped out tremendously and was able to make that a lot easier for me as well.
Yeah, and that's where we start talking about buy-in, and you talk about the first key piece of buy-in comes from where?
For
this profession, this occupation of coaching. If you're married, the buy-in has to come first from...
Got to talk your wife into letting you coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, it did. It started with when the position opened up. I mean, obviously, that was a conversation, and we knew that being around, obviously, as a JV coach, junior high coach, whatever it's been, the time commitment of just being the coach and then knowing that you're going to take on that much more, as we sat down as a family, even sat down with the kids and talked to them about it. And everyone was very supportive, except for one of them who had a little hard time that I was coming to Mercer County to do it. But besides that, and then he had full buy-in.
He'll be playing at Mercer County in 7 years.
Yep. And then he ended up having full buy-in and recording our games for us and doing all that for us. So, no, it was.
Not see it, the oldest Javin?
Javin's the second oldest. Okay. Jackson's the oldest.
Okay, I didn't know that, so there was a little resistance there. All right.
Yeah, just a little bit, just that it was not at Sherrard, where they go to school currently, but it was, they all loved it and getting to be around the kids, and I mean, we made sure that when we talked about doing it, that it was going to be a family activity, and I mean, from the players coming over to our house, to our kids being at the practices, It was just great, and the basketball players, even they did a wonderful job embracing our kids and made them feel part of it, and they loved it. Our kids loved every second of it and loved the opportunity, and then obviously Jay leaving, was hanging out with all the cheerleaders by the end of the year and everything else. So, I mean, it truly was a family activity for us, and very blessed to have that year.
Well, and the basketball season is so long, and the one thing that is really challenging that other sports don't have to deal with, in my opinion, is your season is centered around two big holidays. And if you have a family and you're married and you have a big family, I mean, that is a lot to bite off.
Yeah.
So you're dealing with Thanksgiving and you're dealing with Christmas, and then you're dealing with four young kids.
Yeah.
How tough? I mean, that is the big part of it that I think people don't realize.
It's a little chaotic at times. Mike, often, I think this season, when were you off for a week or 2 weeks in December?
December we had it.
And he complained about that as on the coaching aspect. But I was just slightly thankful to have him around a little bit more leading up to Christmas there, I think it was, right?
Yeah, and it is tough. I mean, luckily we did have a few weeks before Christmas. I say luckily, but look, I'm happy that we've changed the schedule so we get a few more games in there and we don't go into the Christmas tournament. But, yeah, I mean, you got the Thanksgiving tournament and the Christmas tournament. So it's go, 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 go. And, I mean, on her side of the family, it's pretty –
My
it's
poor
tough.
Mom has to schedule around Doug and Mike's every
for
year.
For people that don't realize, Jamie's wife is married to Doug Swanson, so that's a basketball family. Yeah. So I mean, your kids, though, they understand. They wouldn't know that life is – I mean, they think life is like this probably
right.
because
well,
they've been around.
Last year he took off coaching, and it was just – awkward and boring. We went to, I think, all of Doug's games.
Yeah.
And aside from that, I mean, we've been in the bleachers since Jackson was a baby, so they don't really know any difference when it comes to basketball season.
Yeah, I mean, at 10-9, 7-6, there's a couple years of not coaching. Besides that, they've been in the bleachers their whole entire life, and luckily I have a wife who was willing to corral four kids in the bleachers and had some help with some other parents through the years and grandparents. And yeah, we've been very blessed with the people around us, and that's what's made it all possible. And but it's been a blast, and I think our kids absolutely love it. I mean, the other games, sometimes they don't get real excited now when I want to go watch somebody else play, and they think it's a good idea to go with me. Sometimes they don't enjoy those as much. But actual art games, they have the full buy-in and love every second
of it. I think you're wrong. When you get to go scout a game and you get to take one of them with, they are high on life getting to hang out with just you.
Yeah.
All the candy they can get.
So what is the level of communication? I've always wondered this about, like, bouncing off ideas off of one another. Is it like an open-ended conversation? And then do you ever – and I'm joking a little bit, but then I'm serious. Where do you ever say, man, you're acting like an idiot? Stop it. I'm talking about Jamie talking to Mike. I mean, correctable moments where you say, hey, maybe you're looking at this a little bit wrong. Or
no, I will
you know
say
what I'm saying?
I'll say 100%.
And then is there a cooling off period where, you know, like when you get in the car?
I touched some buttons a little too soon a couple times this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, you've been married long enough, you like to do that.
Yeah.
I get that.
The thing is we've actually had some great conversations, and Jamie's been around. I mean, obviously we've been married 12 years, mm-hmm. something like that.
But the other thing about you is, I mean, you've been around basketball your whole life too. So I think you have a right or a privilege of whatever you want to say.
Well, I've watched him play basketball pretty much.
Where you can say that I know. Yeah, more than you give me credit for.
Most nights after we get home from a game, especially if they're away games and he's riding home on the bus, depending on how the game went, if it was a really good, exciting game, I know we're going to be up for several hours because he just has to replay every exciting moment. Mm-hmm. If it was a rough game, I know it's going to be a long night of him rethinking everything and what we could have done differently and what we could have done better. If there's some tense moments with some players, you know, we got to talk that out, how to adjust, how to get those players reeled back in. So, yeah, pretty much every game night, unless it's just a mediocre, you know, we made it, no big deal, game is a late night.
And I have to give Jamie a ton of credit here because she does not only listen to me, but I actually use her for a lot of advice in regards to my behavior, players' behaviors. That's where that, I guess, motherly instinct comes in that, hey, this is why they acted that way. They saw you acting that way. Or I mean, and there's times that I don't like what she says, but then in the next 24 hours, 48 hours afterwards, I kind of think, okay, well, maybe she has a great point there. And when I act a certain way with an official, our players all of a sudden start acting that way mm-hmm. with the officials. And though I could tell them a million times that I'll deal with the officials, you don't, it's still human nature that they see when I get upset, they can get upset, and vice versa. Even when I'm in a positive, upbeat tempo, and then they get that way as well. And those were a few buttons she touched a little too early after a few games this year, Weathersfield being a primary one. But
we didn't have the ride home after that one. Yeah. We stayed in Aledo, which probably was a bad move.
But no, I mean, she's been extremely helpful, and I've loved every ounce of it. So
well, and I tell people too about this is I don't know if it's fair to say people have to be understanding or whatever, but it's, you know, when you talk about playing sports, coaching sports, you know, if you don't get emotional about it, you shouldn't be doing it. So to me, there's a real life thing when you say cooling off moment. And there's a lot of times where I'm hesitant. Hey, maybe we do a coach's corner that's sponsored. We have to have the coach on, but I'm like, man, maybe tonight would be a good night not to come on, you know, and sometimes maybe, and I'm not just using you as an example, I'm saying sometimes coaches will, in my 20, since I've been doing it since 1990, they'll say some things, what I believe is the heat of the moment. Yeah. And, you know, 2 days later, they probably wouldn't say that. But then there's somebody listening saying, geez, what a jerk. Well, he just coached a 32-minute high-octane game. I'd act that way, too, if I was coaching. I mean, that's a little bit the way it is. And if you can't get emotional about coaching sports, and I even say, you know, a lot of coaches disagree with me, if even kids today, I don't have a problem if they get emotional, whether it's excited or upset, as long as they don't disrespect the opponent or the official. Man, I'm cool with that. Even mm-hmm. if they want to engage with the student section or whatever, I'm cool with that. A lot of people say no, but I'm like, hey, it's an emotional, you know, time for these kids, and let them have a little bit of fun and show some emotion. I don't have a problem with that. And same being said with coaches that, you know, after games heat a moment, is it's tough to control heat a moment sometimes, long story short, I guess.
No, it is. And to your point about the players, I agree 100%. I mean, in a win or a loss, I mean, if they're not emotional about it, that tells me there's a problem. I mean, because then they don't really, I don't feel like they might not be invested if they don't really get upset. I mean, we get technical for a kid waving the crowd up during the Anawan game. You know what? I'm going to live with that every single day of the year.
Because I didn't do that game. They can assess a technical on that.
They called it unsportsmanlike conduct because he was shooting free throws.
But it happened right after another technical, yeah. So the crowd was already a little emotional. Yeah.
But no, I mean, to your point about talking to you after games, like, number one is that kind of helps me even at our home games. That's kind of my cool-off period that I get to kind of talk it through with you. And by then I'm starting to process it already where, depending on the situation, I might not have processed it yet. But then I go back to the game that stands out probably the most to me was up at the Erie tournament against Riverdale.
I was going to bring that up.
And, I was mad after that game.
Yeah, I told people, and I appreciated that. I tell people sometimes the truth freaking hurts.
Yeah.
And that's the way life is. And if you don't understand emotion of, we played so well the night before, mm-hmm. we should have won this tournament.
Yeah.
You know, we still look back to that. We should have won that tournament. And we let it slip away because of that performance against Riverdale.
And absolutely. And I agree with that. And everything I said, I still stand behind. But I'm also a big believer that there's certain things you keep in-house and in the locker room that I probably shouldn't have pushed on out there being that emotional. But, again, like you said, that's part of it. And I didn't say anything that I didn't 100% believe. So, but, I mean, that's all part of it, and I am an extremely emotional person, both highs and lows, and my wife can definitely attest to that.
Not just in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when they talk about, when they talked about Lou Henson coaching at Illinois and how his wife played such a huge role and had a huge influence in some of those kids' lives, more so than the actual coach himself. What type of role do you think you have to play, Jamie, with relationship with
the kids?
Yeah. Because they always said, we like Coach we like Mary Lou Henson, or we like Mary Henson a lot better than Lou Henson.
I suppose, probably, I mean, it's almost you're around him so much, and you hear, maybe I don't interact with him as much, but I hear so much about them. I really do feel like, you know, the whole family concept, like, well, these are my boys too, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you have those kids on the team that kind of buy into that too, and... hey, Mrs. Coach, or hey, Jamie, you know, and they liked coming over to the house, and I got to cook for them a few times, and, you know, they all got excited, and, oh, thanks so much, and that's all great about it, but even, like, interacting with the kids, like, it's kind of hard to separate, like, you know, they want to play with my kids, and mm-hmm. my kids look up to them, so.
Well, and that's the one thing I remember you, my Coach Jones said early in the season when you were here about, I asked you about, well, it seems like your kids are really enjoying this experience, I can't remember what moment of the season is, and you said something like, yeah, one of my kids wants a hairstyle like Connor Jenkins or Rashawn King, but to be more serious, you know, and I hate to put a huge burden on high school kids who mm-hmm. deal with so much, but they impact, some of them don't realize, I think some of them do,
mm-hmm.
but they don't realize that they...
Oh,
you know, they have little eyes watching.
I had
them.
That conversation with them at our house one time, I think.
Yeah.
Just their attitudes and stuff. So even holding them accountable for that, like, hey, not only do you got little fans from the school watching you, but my kids are watching your yeah. every move and what you say and how you react to people. So, and, I mean, they all kind of just looked at me like, oh, she's serious?
Yeah. Well, and it's the truth, but I think most kids understand that now, that with having youth basketball around mm-hmm. and having a relationship with that and serving as a teacher, whether it be at a clinic or something, I think kids understand that.
And if we're going to be successful long-term, I mean, that's going to be a major part of it. And I thought our seniors this year and our juniors as well did a unbelievable job of that. I mean, we had some of the youth teams coming in and our kids help with practice, with camp, and just being involved. And the more those guys get involved, the more excited the young kids get, and the better we're going to be off as a program. And, I mean, just seeing the stuff on Facebook and Twitter about kids with the big dunker and Jordan and some of the other kids, it just shows how great of kids we really had this year and how lucky we were, and hopefully that continues on.
All right, talking to Mike Jones this morning and his lovely wife, Jamie. It's the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Don't forget Bid for Bargains coming up at 9 o'clock. The whole team is in here. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.